Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for the time. I'm looking forward to see what we could get out of this interview.
Thank you.
All righty, so first of all, what have you been working on mostly this offseason in terms of training to prepare for this upcoming season? You got invited to spring, big league, so it's going to be a big season for you.
Yes, that's quite an accomplishment getting that invite a couple weeks ago. This offseason's just been one of those offseasons where I'm just working on getting stronger, more flexible, just better mobility, and then working on my mechanics and toning up my pitches a little bit just to get ready for the season coming up.
Yep. So this past season you were in Double A at Binghamton. The end of the season, to start the season, you were in High A St. Lucie. Looks like that you were there for pretty much you were in St. Lucie for most of the season, but very, very notably, you had an amazing walk to strikeout ratio. What's been the biggest key to keeping that control on point?
That's just one of the main things I focus on, is just, you know, throwing quality pitches over consecutively, and then, because you never want to walk hitters on, because, I mean, obviously it just gives them free bases, but you know, once I get in the hit, my counts, the 1-2 or 2 counts, I really try to put them away, and that worked out well for me last year.
Yep. What was your biggest put-away pitch this past season?
You know, it depends on the count and the situation, what's been going on in the, like, for that entire game. But, I mean, the sliders, the back foot slider to righty is working well, the elevated fastball. And to lefties, just, I mean, same kind of plan, you know. They're both working for me very well this year.
Yep. So you just mentioned the elevated fastball. The elevated fastball turned into a big weapon for lefty pitchers in the last, I would say, 5 to 10 years. What about the elevated fastball makes it so intimidating, hard for hitters to hit?
I used it more this year than I ever have in my life because of the spin rate factor into it. It has that more of the ride to it. Like, it looks like it's rising, the fastball, so it's hard to hit for hitters. So, I mean, using that in certain situations really helped me out, and I use it to my advantage.
Yep. So now we're going to shift over to your growing up. So you were born in, it says, in Georgia. So can you tell me a little bit about your upbringing? Was your family athletes, and how did you get into baseball, and if you played any other sports when you were younger, what sports were they?
So, growing up, I played all sorts of sports. I have an older brother who's about 15 months older than I am, and a sister that is older than me as well. And me and my brother played basketball mostly growing up, and I played football and baseball. He played baseball as well. But I'd say in high school, I started around my senior year of high school, I started focusing on baseball. I didn't really know what I wanted to do until that point in my life. I was just playing sports to have fun and with all my friends, and ended up going to the University of Georgia on scholarship for baseball, and I just kept working hard, and obviously now I'm with the Mets.
Yep. So, says you were a seventh rounder, it was slam dunk that you were going to sign with the Mets, or are you thinking about, were you a senior then or no?
I was a junior, but I was set in stone on signing. It was, I was very happy to become a Met. Obviously,
yep.
It was a dream come true to get drafted, and it was just an awesome experience.
Yep, and then good thing you got drafted, because this past season you were named the Minor League Pitcher of the Year. What did that mean to you?
That's just very accomplishing. It's one of the goals I have set before the season, and, you know, I didn't really think about it until I guess I was named, or Kevin Bowles gave me the honor me with that in Binghamton, he told me. And, I mean, it was a goal at the beginning of the season, but I didn't really think about it at all because, you know, I just took it day by day the whole season. And I believe if you do that, I mean, good things come out of that, and it did, obviously.
Yep. All righty. Luis Ross was just named the manager. Did you have him as a coach at any form at any stop in the minor league?
I did not, actually. I had I think last year he was with the Mets, but my first short season I was just in Brooklyn, so I don't think I've ever met him, so I'm really looking forward to meeting him. Heard he's a great guy and a great coach. So
you'll meet him in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, I will. I'm looking forward to it. Heard great things.
Yep. So growing up, who did you emulate?
Oh, that's a great question. I grew up watching like Maddux and Smoltz because, you know, I'm from Atlanta. And that's when they had the great pitching. I love watching that. I always like watching a bunch of lefty pitchers just because I'm also a lefty, so I can learn from them. But I can't really say I had like one main guy I really loved in baseball. I just always loved watching the pitchers and what they do, how they approach hitters.
Yep. Who inspired your flow?
My hair?
Yeah.
Just myself, I guess. I don't know. Kind of started growing out my sophomore year of college. Do what?
Want to be like Syndergaard?
Yeah, he's got longer hair than I do.
Yeah.
Right now. But I started growing out my sophomore year because I just kind of liked it, so I stuck with it.
Yep. Now, obviously, the tragic news yesterday was just shifting over that Kobe, so I obviously got to include this in the interview. Did Kobe like have an impact on you personally? And if he didn't, then like, what could you say about him?
He's one of my favorite basketball players to watch growing up. I mean, I saw yesterday that he was drafted in 96 and I was born in 97. So my entire life, I grew up watching him play basketball and playing video games. He was always the main guy. And, you know, every baseball player, when they're shooting baseballs into a bucket after a DP or something, they yell Kobe. So he had an impact on everybody's life. It's very sad to see what happened. I obviously send my prayers to his family. I can't even imagine, but he had such an impact on so many people's lives that his legacy will definitely live forever.
Absolutely. It's going to live forever and ever. It just shows you how short life is and how you can't take anything for granted.
Absolutely.
Yep. So let's shift over here. So playing in college, college is much more competitive than the minor leagues. How was the transition from college to pro ball?
It's definitely different because, in college I did both starting and relieving, and right now I've done mostly starting. And also in college, the coaches call your pitches, so that's something you have to learn when you get into pro ball, is obviously getting a great relationship with the catcher and learning how to call a game to get hitters out. And that was one of the biggest things I learned last year, was reading my own scout report. I mean, figuring out ways to get hitters out, and that's something that you don't really have to worry about in college because you're not calling your own pitches. So, and then starting in pro ball, it's a 5-day rotation, so you get less rest time, unlike college where it's once a week. So those are the two biggest things that I really saw a big difference in college and pro ball, but it was good.
Right. Yep. So we mentioned earlier you're going to big league camp. Anything on the list in terms of meeting players, picking people's brains? What do you got on the list over there?
I'm just going to make the most of it. I'm really looking forward to just watching. I mean, obviously DeGrom, and he's the best at what he does. And I can't wait to watch him do his thing and just watch and see, maybe pick some people's brains about how they approach each game and pitching and what they do in their routines too. Maybe I could learn something from it and add it to mine. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to learn a lot from it.
Yep. There's news today also that DH might come to the NL. What are your thoughts on that? And as a pitcher who probably hasn't hit in the minor leagues yet much, do you want to pick up a bat in the big leagues, or would you rather just have DH?
I've had two at bats in pro ball. But
let me just guess. It's still a bunch of zeros is the average.
Oh, I'm betting 500, but I mean,
Really? What did you get, a single?
Yeah, I got a single.
All right.
So I'm a senior of high school. And, you know, I like the pitchers. Like, I like pitchers hitting just because of that more strategy to the game. And so I like that. But, I mean, I could see where some people don't like it, but personally I like it.
I think that they should just all switch to pitchers hitting because it adds strategy. And if not for that, then Bartolo Colon never would have hit a home run. And and Mr. Syndergaard wouldn't have 420-foot dingers.
Yeah, he Syndergaard won his own game last year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Won nothing.
No, that was 2 years ago. I don't remember. It was the year that the Mets played the Dodgers in the it was 2016, I think. Syndergaard hit two home runs in one game against Kenta Maeda. Both of them were 400-plus feet, and they won 2-1 on his two games.
That's incredible.
Yeah. If you could choose any player's certain pitch for you to add to your repertoire, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. Just any pitch?
Any pitch.
Ooh. I like John Lester's cutter. That's a very good pitch. And I did not have a cutter.
Yep. And the one thing, by the way, back to the spring training thing, if I were you, I know you're a lefty and they're righties, but I'm sure the mechanics are similar enough. You should ask Diaz about his slider and DeGrom about his rising fastball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it will.
Those two are, like, the craziest. And then just for the sake of your hitting, you should ask Pete how to hit 460-foot home run.
I played Pete in he was a junior at Florida when I was a freshman at Georgia.
So there's a little rivalry going over there.
Oh, yeah. I'm a dog. I'm a dog.
Yep. So now we'll just go to rapid-fire questions, and they'll wrap it up. If you could sit down with any three people in a room right now, any people, who would it be?
Oh, jeez. Gosh, Matthew McConaughey, Shaquille O'Neal, and LeBron James.
Can't go wrong with any of
those.
Not
baseball. I didn't do baseball, but.
I know. I didn't ask baseball on purpose. If you could bring any person back to life to pick their brain, who is it?
Oh, jeez. Oh, these questions are tough, man. I don't know. I'm not ready for these.
I don't have anything written down. I have your baseball reference page on my iPad, and otherwise I'm sitting outside enjoying vacation in Florida.
Are you in Port St. Lucie right now?
No, I'm in Boca, which is just that.
I can bring anybody to life. Jeez. I don't even know. I couldn't tell you. I have to think about that.
All right. You can text me that, and we could somehow add it in. Favorite food?
Favorite food? I like pasta.
Can't go wrong there. Favorite pregame music?
I go old classic rock.
Alrighty. Simple.
Yeah.
Dream car?
Range Rover, the new Range Rover.
The Velar?
I don't even know what it's called, to be honest.
Yeah, they're pretty nice. Which MLB hitter are you most excited to face?
I don't know if he played them very often, but Trout. The Mets don't play the Angels very often, but
you're playing this season, so I suggest that you just throw a couple of no hitters and throw a couple of other stuff down there, and hopefully you got the call up. Because I don't think we're playing them. I think we're playing them in June or July or something like that. So just do your thing and hopefully you'll taste them.
Okay.
Favorite artist?
Then
music.
Musician? Okay. I like Florida Georgia Line.
Nice. And who's the funniest teammate in the entire Mets system that you've had?
Mitch Gelfi.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he is funny.
I've got a couple of interviews with other players, and he's been the unanimous dude.
He's funny, yeah.
Yep, Andres Jimenez said him, and I forgot who the other couple of people were, but I remember them also saying.
That's funny. Steven Valines is up there, too.
Huh?
I said Steven Valines is the close second.
Yeah, that guy's a chiller. I've spoken to him a few times.
Yeah, I love him.
Yep. This upcoming season, if you could meet any player, meet any player, who would it be?
Current player?
Huh?
The current player?
Any player. It doesn't matter. Any MLB player.
Ooh. I want to meet... Oh, gosh. Geez, these questions are tough. There's so many. I want to meet Greg Maddux.
Greg Maddux? That would be pretty cool.
He's just great.
You know, Twitter works some magic. We'll see what we could do with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
UNLV, maybe.
Huh?
I think he's coaching college right now. I don't know, though.
Yeah, but he's still at games plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All righty. So, I think that'll be a wrap.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. When are you heading over to Fort St. Lucie?
I believe next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Today, I think. February 6th.
You're going to get there right before pitchers and catchers.
Yeah, I'll be there like 4 days before.
Yeah, you got to get your mind ready and get yourself settled in before a big season.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All righty. So...